Blog Talk Hello. Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Wellbeing with Colleen on Blog Talk Radio. I want to thank you so much for joining me today. I am so excited to be here. Today is Monday, February 2nd, 2015. My name is Colleen, and I am a board-certified massage therapist, licensed in Pennsylvania, living and working in Levittown. Our show today is to let you in on my secret. My secret is how to boost your immune system and reduce stress the natural way. And I can already hear your groans, just like I groaned, when I realized I had to start taking better care of myself. This show is not about groans, trust me. I personally have been through my own health crisis. I've watched my family, my friends, and my clients face health issues that they were not equipped to deal with. I'm going to teach you ways you can boost your immune system and feel great in your own skin. This program is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information regarding the subject matter. It is not intended as a substitute for medical advice from a qualified physician. Each month, I will teach you specific ways to give your body the ingredients it needs to heal itself. Because yes, your body not only has the ability, but wants to heal itself. From tiny scratches to major catastrophes, we take for granted what miraculous things our bodies are capable of. If this sounds crazy to you, let's just take a minute and remember a time when you were little and you scraped your knee. Remember how much that hurt? Most likely, it was probably just the size of a quarter. It was red. It was bleeding. Probably hurt to put your pants on when it rubbed against it. You didn't need to go to the doctor. You didn't need medication. Your mom washed it out, slapped the Band-Aid on it, and a couple of days, it was gone. Your boo-boo healed itself. So why is any other boo-boos in our body different? I don't believe it is. Every month, I'm going to teach you specific things that you can do to boost your immune system and help your body induce the relaxation response. This is critical. The relaxation response counteracts the stress response, which of course is better known as your fight or flight. Your fight or flight response sets off a chain reaction throughout your entire body. And can you guess what one of the first things that this stress does? It slowly shuts down your immune system. And in some cases, it completely stops it from working. What I want to teach you is how to reduce this fight or flight, reduce your stress response. And we all suffer from stress every day, but most of us are suffering from chronic stress. If you're like me and you've been researching your ailments, you found all the things that we're not supposed to do, all the things that we have to give up, but you're not learning what you need to do. That's what we're going to do here together, because I believe that you already know deep down what you need to eliminate from your body and even from your life. I'm not just talking about the obvious toxins like cigarette smoking or excessive alcohol or overeating. How about toxic people, the friends that put you down, the relatives who make life miserable, the spouse who makes you feel less of a person, a stressful work environment? They're all toxins to our bodies. It's the little voice inside your head. And you don't need me to tell you what you've already been hearing. But what I am going to tell you is what we can do, not what we have to stop doing. So if you're just tuning in, this is Wellbeing with Colleen on Blog Talk Radio, here on Monday, February 2nd. We're talking about how to boost your immune system and induce the relaxation response using easy, natural, inexpensive ways. If you would like to call in and tell us some of the ways that you can reduce or that you are currently doing to reduce your stress response, please give us a call. The number here is 347-934-0776. I believe the number one gift that you can give yourself is the ability to induce that relaxation response. When in this state, your body makes serotonin and dopamine and all the wonderful things that we need to be happy and healthy. So let's stop for a minute and ask yourself, what do you do when you're stressed out? Do you watch TV? Do you eat? Do you shop? Do you take out your frustration on other people, like maybe the drivers next to you? When do you suffer from stress? Is it at work? Is it at home? Are you stressed over health issues, maybe relationship issues? So let's just say, for example, that I suffer from work stress. Every day, I walk into work, and my boss wants more from me than I can deliver. And my family depends on my income. So for 8 hours a day, I'm feeling completely stressed out. Then I go home, and the cortisol that my body has been making all day is wreaking havoc on my body. Where can it go? My digestion is shutting down, my immune system shutting down, and my cells are unable to repair themselves at this point. So here's some things that you can do. Because if you go home and you sit in front of the TV, you're not burning up that energy. If you're overeating, you're only putting more stress on an already overstressed digestive system. If you're out shopping, you're most likely causing yourself more stress because you can't afford it. So I'm going to say one of the bad words, exercise. Now, I boo-hoo about this too. I do not like to exercise. But guess what? I like to call it playing now, because I don't exercise at a gym or with weights, which of course is probably the best thing you can do if you do that. I'm talking about exercising that's fun. Fun ways that you can do at home that make it exciting. Like, for instance, I love to dance, and I'm a really bad dancer. So I like to put some music on, and I like to dance around my house and sing at the top of my lungs. Now, I'm actually a worse singer than I am dancer. So this is actually very funny, and it makes me feel so good. So by the time just a few minutes goes by, I'm laughing and feeling good. So what just happened? In a few minutes, I burned off some bad stuff, and I made some good stuff. Now my digestion picks up, my immune system starts working in high gear, my cells are firing all over the place. It doesn't have to be a chore. Any way that you can get your body to move and have fun is all you need to do. Do you have a trampoline at home? How about jumping on that for 10 minutes? If you have kids, they will especially love doing this with you. Studies have proven that jumping on a trampoline or a rebounder, that's the small version that you can actually keep inside your house, can increase your cellular health by gently squeezing your cells while your body's in a gravitational pull between jumping up and coming down. So while you're having fun, you're actually massaging your cells. How great is that? I also like jumping rope. It's fun for me because I'm so uncoordinated, so it's funny to watch, which helps the people around me boost their immune system with laughter. Just a few minutes and my mood is magically boosted. So what do you enjoy doing? Is it swimming? Is it running? Is it walking? Crawling around with the kids on the floor, with the dog? I like walking around my neighborhood with my husband. I found that doing any kind of exercise with someone that you love and appreciate makes that time even more beneficial. So while you're playing with the kids on the trampoline or walking around the neighborhood with someone that you enjoy being with, try to work up a sweat. Getting your body to sweat is also a terrific way to release toxins. And stress is toxic when it's not burned up. So put on an extra sweater before you go for a walk or walk a little bit faster. Every drop of sweat that rolls out of your body is taking some toxins with it. Just remember to rehydrate when you're done. Water. We've been told since we were kids how important water is, that we need to drink 8 glasses a day. Well, when I'm learning things, I need to know why. Why is something happening to my body? Why is something good for it, or why is something bad for it? And water makes our cells slippery. And that's my medical term for slippery. When we're dehydrated, our cells become sticky and they stick together. So they're not able to perform their function. But staying hydrated lets our cells move about and do their jobs. So I recommend drinking a lot of water, but I also recommend drinking high-quality water. In some areas where we live, like for instance, I live in Levittown, there's fluoride in my water. Now, personally, I will not put fluoride in my body because I've seen the studies of, you know, the harmful effects that it has. In some areas, in New Jersey, they put extra chlorine in the water. And I don't want to put chlorine in my body either. So if you don't have a high-quality water system, maybe you can invest in a filter or buy the bottled water. But again, if you're buying bottled water, please look out for your plastic, that doesn't have chemicals that are leaching in. So even something as simple as water can be a chore to make sure that you get the right kind. Okay, so let's get back to things that we can do to boost our immune system and reduce our stress response. How about sleeping? That's super necessary. When we're awake, our bodies are working. They're keeping us moving, keeping our memories sharp, keeping our energy up, our digestion, our elimination. When we're sleeping, it allows our body to focus and redirect that energy to healing and repairing all the things that our body absolutely needs to function. So for those of you just joining us today, this is Wellbeing with Colleen. Welcome. It's Monday afternoon, February 2nd, and we're talking about simple ways to increase your immune system and reduce everyday stress in your life. So far, we've talked about playing, which is my new name for exercise. We've talked about sweating, water, and sleep. So what else can we do that reduces our stress and increases our immune system? Meditation is extremely powerful. At first, it could be very difficult to let your mind calm down and just be in the moment. But I promise you, it will happen if you just give it some time. Spend just 10 minutes in the morning. I like to use a meditation CD that helps me focus, get into the meditation, and then there's always beautiful music. You could pick one up at the local library. I'm sure there's some on the internet. You can even make your own. What you want to do is you want to find a voice that is soothing to you, that you enjoy listening to. This is not to be stressful, and a lot of people do get stressed out trying to meditate because their mind keeps wandering. Accept that fact that when your mind starts to wander to your list of a million things to do, just gently tell yourself, shh. That's kind of my mantra. Shh. Deepak Chopra and Doreen Virtue have a lot of beautiful meditation CDs. So I encourage you to go out and find your own. And I do encourage people to make their own because the sound of your own voice is very soothing to the cells in your body. And of course, many of us are not even capable of living and being in the moment. We're always looking ahead to the next thing that needs to be done, or we're looking into the past at the things that we've done and maybe felt we haven't done well enough or things that we should have done or shouldn't have done. Meditation guides us past all of that so that we're just in the moment of right now. If you've ever watched children play, they are so in the moment. It's beautiful. Another great way to help your own body is to give yourself baths. Fill your tub with the warmest water that you can stand. Add a cup of Epsom salt. And I like to put a couple of drops of essential oils into my salts before putting them into the tub. Then just soak. You can read a book. You can shut your eyes. You can use that time to meditate. 20 minutes is the minimum. The salts will help pull out toxins in your body. And the heat of the water helps relax your muscles. And the quiet may just relax your mind. I love using essential oils because they are very healing. And I will be devoting an entire show to just the amazing benefits. If you think of purchasing oils, though, please make sure that they are a pure therapeutic brand. You don't want any oils that are cut with synthetic perfumes or fillers. So oils can be pricey. So make sure that if you're going to make that investment, you do your research to get a pure grade. My favorite is lavender because lavender is very calming. You could put a drop of lavender in the palm of your hands rub them together, and then just cup your nose, and it's instant relaxation. You can add it to your bath salts. You can even put it on a cotton ball and put it under your pillow to sleep at night. Lavender is very good to help you relax, and it's also very good to keep you energized, which is surprising, because lavender has a calming and helpful effect. So if you need to get a job done and you're feeling overwhelmed, just take a moment, sniff your lavender, and then you're right back on track. There's so many wonderful, wonderful essential oils that I'm looking very forward to sharing that with you. Being a massage therapist, I've watched the improvement in my clients' health over the years. Massage can be the ultimate relaxation experience when you find a therapist that you can trust. Massage not only induces the relaxation response, it moves your blood 5 times faster, which picks up the toxins and moves them out of your body. It stimulates your lymphatic system, which also helps to remove toxins. And of course, massage releases tight muscles and can reduce pain. Many clients have said that they have gone into a meditative state during their sessions. If you're interested in scheduling an appointment with me, please mention this radio show and receive a $10 discount. Because I believe so strongly in the healing powers of our bodies, I teach fun, interactive workshops where you get to try out all the different home remedies that we talk about. I teach them at my location here in Levittown, Pennsylvania. Next month, we'll be discussing specific ways that you're going to assist your immune system to fighting off colds and flus. So please check my website, massagebycolleen.com. My name is spelled C-O-L-L-E-E-N. Where I will be posting all the ingredients that you'll need to be making concoctions. You can also email me at colleenquinn730@yahoo.com if you have any questions. Before I sign off, I would like to just tell you one book that I've read recently that truly helped me understand what happens in my body when I go into the stress response. It's called Mind Over Medicine, and it's written by Lisa Rankin, a medical doctor. Her name is spelled L-I-S-S-A-R-A-N-K-I-N. She truly explains it in layman's terms exactly what happens to your body as the cortisol is released. And when you can see and understand exactly what happens, you truly want to not let this happen all the time. So if you enjoyed reading, please pick that book up. During my radio shows, I will be teaching a lot of the things I learned from her, especially how spending time with loved ones can help your body heal itself. I just want to take a real quick moment and give a great big thank you to my wonderful friend, Ann, who practically held my hand and led me through this whole process to get this information to you. So thank you, Ann. You can find out more about her at blogtalkradio.com/angelgirlann. Or at her website, connectwithyourguardianangels.com. So again, I'll just go over real quick what we've talked about today. Just simple things that are free and fun that you can do at home to help reduce your stress response and boost your immune system, which is playing. Whether you're running around with the kids, you're jumping on a rebounder or trampoline, or you're walking through your neighborhood, you want to get moving. Sweating. You want your body to sweat. You want the sweat to pull out those toxins, because when your body releases toxins, your immune system doesn't have to work so hard. It gives it that little bit of a break. We talked about sleeping, how important sleeping is. That's one of the things, especially for myself, that whenever I was busy, the first thing I would do was skimp on my sleep so I can get everything else done. Really big no-no, because you cannot catch up on sleep. What else did we talk about? Water, the importance of staying hydrated so that your cells can bounce all around. Taking an Epsom salt bath. If you don't want to use Epsom salts, there's natural sea salts. There's also some people use baking soda. Just see what feels right to you. No matter what anyone tells you to do or not to do, it has to feel right within yourself. That's the only way that it will work for you. So if something feels good and it's helpful, shoot me a text or send me an email. Let me know what you're doing. Maybe we could discuss that on the air one day. So I want to say a big thank you to everyone for tuning in. I truly enjoyed being here today, and I will be seeing you the first Monday of every month at 12 noon. So until then, wishing your days filled with love, laughter, and abundant health. Thank you so much.